Polk and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're going to start the second hour of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about the history of Memorial Park in central El Paso.
The park to honor those who served in the war to end all wars. In December 1919, Rabbi Ziolanka and the Rotary Club approached Mayor Charles Davis with the idea of naming a park or monument in the honor of the many soldiers who served in World War I. A month later, representatives from virtually every public institution, civic organization, houses of worship, the military, and the general public gathered and began the process of identifying and plotting the land that would be dedicated to heroes both living and deceased of the war to end all wars. Initially, it was thought that a suitable name would be picked by the general public, but soon the decision was made that this would be a memorial, and thus the park was named Memorial Park. The scenic rolling hills at the base of the Franklin Mountains, located in north-central El Paso, stood out as the ideal location for the region's pledge to honor our veterans. The trails and roads would be named for officers and heroes of World War I, as well as historic sites where the American Expeditionary Forces played a role in the ultimate victory in Europe. Trees would be planted and marked with plaques celebrating individuals who exemplified patriotism. And the plans for Memorial Park move forward and is truly a testament to the citizens of early El Paso and their vision to honor all those who served in World War I. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent. 2018 marks the centennial commemoration of the end of World War I on November 11th, 1918. And the El Paso History Radio Show, El Paso History on TV, Sargent Home and Business Inventory, and El Paso History Alliance want to thank all veterans of all wars for their service to our country.
And now we're back live here. That one didn't have the tag on it, he said, but that was brought to you by the El Paso History Alliance.
The tag wasn't on the end of that?
I don't think so. Turn on this microphone over here for this young lady, if you would, Circa. But
I was working on the picture I'm putting up of these guys.
Well, as it is, though, but that was for on behalf of them. It was a very nice tribute you did.
Yes, that was. Well, it was to honor, the simple fact that we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And also that we wanted to thank all of the veterans that have ever served in any war. And
non-war, just served.
Well, yeah, all the wars that we've had. And it's just this is a big weekend for everyone. So just wanted to thank them all. And coming up, like I said, Memorial Park. I mean, this also points out, like I said, it was a smelter at one time. But also a lot of the streets around there were named for military, you know, heroes, as well as, you know, the different things of the American Expedition. Expeditionary Forces did in Europe.
Do you know
which is something I didn't know about?
Do you know there's a big stone right in front of the library, the Memorial Park stone? Mm-hmm. Do you know what that thing is? It looks like it has bullet holes.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Crockett right there, so you'll see that once in a while. And I'm thinking, oh, look at all those bullet holes in that big stone. How did they make those bullet holes in the big stone? Well, that's not what that was.
No, I know.
It was a contest where they were drilling.
Hand drilling.
They were hand drilling into stone for time, and somehow they decided that would be the stone that they put in there. And I don't. They had word contests back in the day for miners around here. This is what we're told.
Oh, and one last thing, I have to give my husband credit for that history moment because I kind of stole it from him because he's writing it for the Memorial Park Association.
Oh, cool.
For their upcoming 100th anniversary. So I wanted to give him credit.
I'll ask you the same trivia question I asked you an hour ago. What was that before it was a park?
dirt. No,
no,
it was the smelter.
Wrong answer twice in a row.
But before the smelter.
Well, yeah, but no, but the point was that was the smelter where they were bringing ore before Asarco.
That's right.
Before Asarco. And so that was where locomotive number one made its trek from Bisbee, Arizona to that smelter before Asarco existed. Asarco was 1888, I think it was.
I think it was something like that.
1888.
Yeah.
Well, this was going on before that because the trains came in 81.
Yeah.
So they cooked this smelter up, put it over at Memorial Park, and then when it got, the people got done with that, said, no, we're going to put city there. We're going to put houses there. And so that went away, and then Asarco came in and probably killed their business.
Yeah, I think. Well, they moved it over because it was probably a better place to put it anyway.
Well, Asarco had the water from the river, which you need for a smelter. They had two rail lines, and they had easy access to people from Mexico walking across the river for labor. Asarco was a whole different world. Anyway, the point being is this history moment you do is for the History Alliance on Facebook, 45,000?
Over 45,000.
Call Bernie if you want to get involved
call
in that stuff.
Call him at 915-581-7920, which he is home today.
And there's Barbara. Don't forget
and
Barbara.
Don't forget the people at Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page, Barbara Givenbaney and her crew over there that work really hard to get all the wonderful history
Lots
and pictures.
Lots of pictures.
Oh, it's
great. Have y'all seen the pictures on Facebook at Remember in El Paso Win? Do you ever go there? That's an incredible.
Oh yeah, you guys need to be.
Bob, you need
to
get involved. It's a crazy name. Remember in El Paso Win. They've got 45,000 followers.
You will get on there for just a minute, and you'll be on there for an hour or two or three.
You'll probably find.
It's an
amazing website or page there. But another administrator that Barbara works with is Fred Whitlocks, and we're going to feature one of them every week. So there you are for that. All right, back to the history of the International Museum of Art. There's so many things we were going to talk about during the break. We mentioned a number of them. Mary Jo Melby. Which track do we need to get on? Because you got Bob Patterson in here, Mitzi Chiarty. I'm getting better at that. Mitzi, where's that name from?
I don't know the origin, actually.
You know what language or what, wherever?
It came from my husband.
But, I mean, it was a good start. Wherever he came from, he brought it with
him. Wherever he came from, he brought it with him.
And I have to point out, you tried to make him one of the missing Pattersons. It's Peterson.
It's Peterson, Bob Peterson. No, the missing.
He's not missing. He's right here.
The missing Pattersons are still missing.
Well, I'm missing something as well.
But now, there's no way we can connect the Pattersons to the International Museum of Art, right? So we're not even going to go there. But the thing is, the International Museum of Art connects to things all over the place. And you had something specific we were going to talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about all our events that are going to go on.
What's coming up? Because you got stuff happening at the International Museum of Art.
For December.
1211 Montana.
1211 Montana.
And what happens there?
Everything.
Next. Well, you've got the Sun Bowl right now.
Well, the Sun Bowl will be on Thanksgiving.
Now, that's which gallery is that in?
Both galleries.
Oh, really?
North and South.
Oh, my.
It's 120 pieces of art.
That's a lot of stuff.
The two galleries. There were comments the other night about what. There's only one gallery full, right? No, because I think this is the first year we've had to use both galleries and filled both of them with art for this exhibit.
And these are local and regional artists?
Local and regional, right.
So how do they know about you? They know they're in the art community. They hear about you and you're going to do this. Do they have to pay a fee? Do they just bring it to you and they want to sell it and you get a commission, I hope?
Right. We post our prospectus on Facebook or the hard copies are there at the museum or... the word gets around that the Sun Bowl has been around, and everyone, second largest show in El Paso. First it's Arts International, and then it's a Sun Bowl.
So the artists know to come find you.
They know to come find us.
And so it's a juried, meaning that not every artist gets in.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, it's judged.
And you're the only museum, because the El Paso Museum of History does not have this kind of show for local artists.
No.
That's the beauty of this, too. This is something a lot of people don't realize. The El Paso Museum of Art is more of a...
You said
upper class.
You said history, but you mean art.
I know. History. Art. El Paso Museum of Art.
Well, their galleries are full of stuff that's permanent, like the Kress Collection. And they have the huge gallery for transisting stuff, but then they have other things that come in.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. We have not had really any place that the local artists, and this is the one thing
that's
beautiful
the local artists.
About our local history.
And it's not just, I mean, it's local artists, but for example, somebody mentioned here a moment ago our deal with the school district, El Paso Independent Schools. Each year we do an art exhibit that's comprised only of art by the students.
Good stuff.
From pre-kinder to 12th grade. And then we do a subsequent show and exhibit for the faculty and staff that submit art. So there's art generated by these people in the El Paso Independent School District.
Well, you also have permanent galleries there that have stuff in them that we haven't even mentioned. Let's talk about Pancho Villa for a minute, because you have a – what is that gallery down there? What do you call that, the Mexican Revolution Gallery?
The Mexican Revolution Gallery. And the interesting thing to me is that in 1910, when the home was built, that was the beginning of the Mexican Revolution, and Pancho Villa was in the area raiding, and the attorneys would invite or have friends and family over to hide out there, basically, to be safe, to find safety, more like that.
Well, explain it in terms of bullets, because downtown was not safe. People were getting shot in San Jacinto Plaza from firing over the bridge and over the river into El Paso.
That's right. And the attorneys had a house full of provisions. They had food. They had guns. And so people came there to hide out, to be safe. And the ironic thing is that today we have a very well done Mexican Revolution room, which features
Pancho
and Pancho Villa. And we even have a copy of the death mask, but it's a very good copy of the death mask, and a wonderful reconstructed colonial room that Mario Pata and Bill Racassi put together. And out of a storeroom, it's just amazing what they've done with this area. There's four beautifully done murals depicting the Mexican Revolution. So right down the hall from where people used to hide, we have a room dedicated to Pancho Villa. So,
and the, including weapons that he carried, the mask, which is, I think, is fascinating. A horse, I mean, reconstruction, and then the reproduction of the hacienda, I think, is fantastic. There are actually two or three rooms that reproduce a hacienda, an early hacienda.
That's under one of the galleries, so that's in a lower level.
That's in the lower level, yes. Right.
You go wandering around your lower level, you end up with a huge doll collection. Somebody explain that.
Yeah.
The doll collection, where'd that come from?
Well, the doll collection was donated to the museum, I think, from
the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Right, and then now we also have a Polish doll collection, which was just donated by the Polish Society.
So the Hispanic Chamber donated the big doll collection?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's what they used to do, because sit around there and play dolls?
It was a traveling...
No, that's not what you mean.
It was a traveling exhibit. And it was getting beaten up. They were losing
pieces
of the costume and jewelry and all that. And so they decided they wanted to have a permanent home, and they chose us to put that collection that has a representative doll from each of the states of Mexico with their native costume.
That makes more sense. Now I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I've seen a huge doll. The biggest doll collection I've ever seen is actually in Deming, New Mexico. At their museum, if you want to see a huge doll collection, go to the Deming. That's a Trost building in Deming. That'll freak you out when you end up going there. Stop by on your way to or from somewhere, California, wherever you go. Spend 2 hours and go into that museum. It'll freak you out.
It's a neat museum, yeah.
The doll, but you have a huge doll collection. Now it makes sense that came from...
And, of course, you know, when we take the school children through, the little girls love the dolls.
Oh, yeah.
And the little boys love the Mexican Revolution room and the African room upstairs.
What's the African room?
The African room is partly... One wall features the Bushmen of Africa, and... It's such a sad story. I reread it recently, the story of the Bushmen. And we have examples of the small arrows that the Bushmen used to fell these huge animals, elephants and all kinds of very large animals with just these little arrows. But they used a very strong poison from snakes and from bugs. And the most poisonous was a grub worm. And it was such a strong poison that the Bushmen would not allow the older people in the tribe or the children to have the meat from those.
I would wonder, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, we tell the story of the Bushmen, which is, I remember one time we were taking, I'm talking about myself, the National Geographic magazine, and it came one time, and I opened it up, and I went, oh, the Bushmen of Africa. And my husband just looked at me like, I don't think I know this woman at all.
What are you talking about?
But it's a sad, sad story. The term Bushmen in African means people with nothing, and they truly still have nothing.
Well, how did that exhibit end up in El Paso, Texas?
You know, that I don't know. I know that Marcy Miller, who was Dean Miller's daughter studied in Africa under a number of different professors and brought some things back, and she's been very involved in that.
We should take a moment before the break and talk briefly about Dean Miller, because she was instrumental in helping save that place.
She was. She's one of the main reasons that we're still there, and she was one of that group I was talking about earlier.
Yep.
That after the El Paso Museum of Art moved downtown, then the building was empty for a few years, and Dean Miller, and who practically filled the museum by her, the things that she had gotten on her many world travels, she was very instrumental in keeping and filling our museum from top to bottom. When you go there today, you can see exhibits from top to bottom.
And we have named the main room in the museum the Dean Miller Parlor.
We dedicated
that to her.
That's quite fitting because she was big time in it. All right, we need to take a break here and do some trivia. You got some more trivia to deal with, Melissa?
Yes, we do.
Control room, you guys okay in there? You want to do a break in there anytime soon? Okay, whatever. We'll do the break.
We're going to do the break?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to do it.
They don't care.
We didn't cover these. We only covered one of them.
Well, let's make up some new ones.
We got to get back to the events, too.
Do what now?
We kind of got sidetracked on the events.
Well, you guys got to keep me honest in here, because we'll just go off on Pancho Villa if you're not careful.
Okay, I've changed that first question real easy.
Okay. What?
What is one of the unique exhibits in the museum that talks about Africa?
About
the peoples, one of the peoples of Africa. That's the first question. And then what was the name of the art collection that was donated to the art museum from a famous five and dime store magnate?
Magnate.
Isn't it magnate?
A-T-E-M-A-G-A. You have to spell that kind of magnate as with an A.
Magnate.
What does that mean? It's this guy who had money and he was
a big five and dime store.
But he had so much money, he had so much art.
Wonderful art collection.
And it was squeezing out of his house wherever he lived.
Yes, and
so
it was only...
So he threw some at El Paso.
That's right.
He had a magnetic personality.
He was a very magnetic dude. He lived near the North Pole. No, we're getting
I'm doing well. Okay.
Way off topic here.
What was that really big art collection that we had?
We talked about that 900 ways, and if people don't get that, it's because they don't want to call.
That's right. Look at the website.
But they do want to call.
It really isn't part of our museum anymore.
But it's why you have the building. It's why it is the way it is.
It's the history.
Yes.
And, of course, that all moved downtown. And
don't confuse me.
And just I'll give you one clue. It was not J.C. Penney.
That's right.
Okay, so try that.
In fact, the building is still downtown. So call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
So what's on your Saturday to-do list?
Dave.
Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield, owner of the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. If you're at all like me and my wife, always something, right? And I bet somewhere on your to-dos is that oil change you've been meaning to get to. If I'm right, we'll know that we can do your full-service oil change today for just $29.95 for most cars. And it includes a full-service car wash and more. Our world-class service department can handle just about every one of your car to-do issues. State inspection. Too.
Luke?
We're open now or book your no-wait service appointment at CasaKia.com and we'll see you here.
Luke, honey.
Maybe. So what's on your Saturday to-do list?
Dave.
Hey, it's Luke Lowenfield, owner of the all-new Casa Kia on George Dieter. If you're at all like me and my wife, always something, right? And I bet somewhere on your to-dos is that oil change you've been meaning to get to. If I'm right, we'll know that we can do your full-service oil change today for just $29.95 for most cars. And it includes a full-service car wash and more. Our world-class service department can handle just about every one of your car to-do issues. State inspections, too.
Luke?
We're open now or book your no-wait service appointment at CasaKia.com and we'll see you here.
Luke, honey.
Maybe.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-722-3491. That's 800-722-3491. 800-722-3491. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TRUST. That's code TRUST. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, coming up next weekend, we're going to have some people in here named Bernie. Bernie Sargent.
We're gonna him.
Bernie comes in as a special guest on occasion. Next week, we're going to talk about El Paso History A to Z. Plus, we're going to explain a lot more of the El Paso History on TV that he and I are doing. It's actually how El Paso History TV. It's on ABC7, and that's another thing we'll talk about in a minute. And next week, we'll take it apart, put it back together. But also next week's second hour, we're going to get Vladimir von Surikoff in here, hour two, and he is the new director of the El Paso Museum of History. So that's next week, Bernie, hour one and two, and Vladimir in hour two. November 24th, Rosa remembers El Paso. And that's all you got to say is Rosa Guerrero, and she'll be in here doing her thing.
Dance on in.
Well, she'll just dance on the ceiling because she's recycled. She's not retired. We'll know that. But when you talk about things in El Paso, people have seen stuff. Rosa's a good one because she was actually born where the convention center is.
Yeah, she was.
We'll go over that too. Anyway, December 1st, Gary Williams coming in. He and the Community Foundation have got a lot of projects going on about El Paso history. We'll talk to him. December the 8th, Martha Vera, honorary consul to Spain, talks about El Paso and Juarez and why back when we were New Spain. And I think she went to Eastwood. This ought to be interesting. So that's just something to think about. December 15th, the Trost ladies coming in, Margaret, and also Melissa Grossman. So it'll be kind of fun to see all that going on.
What do you got? Well, let's see. You said something.
We got Jamie on hold over here, ready to go.
Oh, never mind. I don't have it.
What do you don't have?
You said something about movies on the...
It's at the bottom of that same page there.
I don't have it.
Well, okay,
I have the wrong one.
Well, you have the tramway.
Yes, I have the tramway.
Okay, here's the bottom of that page. It's got the movies.
Oh, you want to go all the movies. Okay,
Movie, yes.
Okay. Well,
Gloria,
we'll start over again. Okay, November 10th, we have the Cider House Rules, which is going to happen. And then you have November 17th, you have Goodwill Hunting.
These are at the International Museum
of Art.
In the theater today.
Which we're talking free. About. Free. That's right. And then you have...
Free. Is it free?
Yes, it's free. They're always free. But the popcorn costs you, but it's very good. And I know Jay's busy popping that right now.
A dollar for the popcorn. I mean, you get
you
something to drink.
You can't go wrong. Oh, God. I mean, $20 at the regular theater. Good Lord.
Yeah, talk to Jay. He'd get
better
popcorn.
That's right. And it's like I said, free parking, free admission. You've got it all there. And so it's a great event. You need to go down there. So, okay.
That's what you got. All right, shall we go to trivia? And Jamie's on the phone. Jamie's on the radio. Good morning, Jamie. Hello.
Hello, Jamie. There you are. Hello, Jamie.
Talk to Melissa. She's got stuff to give away.
Okay. Did you want to answer the first question or the second question?
Repeat them.
Okay, that was a magnet. There you go. What was the name of the art collection that was donated to the art museum for the famous 5-in-1 dime store magnet?
Magnate.
There you go.
And
all right.
His down. Jeezy peasy. What the heck was that?
That
his
wasn't
downtown.
Me.
I didn't do that one. His downtown store just sold this week. And we'll see.
Well,
what
we
that,
hope, thank goodness.
We'll
yes.
see what it turns into, because the thing doesn't have any windows upstairs. I'm just going to be kind of challenged to deal with that. But Mary Jo Melby, were you ever in the Crest upper floors?
No.
I was in the lower floors.
No, I never
when
was.
When it was open. You went in when it was open.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Jamie, did you go in there when it was open?
Yeah, she was.
This was the one that you went in one store, one street, and you came out the other street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was so weird. But they survived somehow, and they had a big deal down there. All right, so you got that one. Move on to the pricing phase.
Okay, did you want the $20 in Pepe's, or were you interested in El Paso Gold DVD today?
Ooh, okay, we got three. Let's see. Ghost 3, I'll try to sell you. Because
okay,
Melissa's
we got three
in
and four.
It. Melissa's in it.
We've got the Tom Lee's El Paso. We've got, about Crystal Ray. We have...
There you go. Mount Cristo Rey. People don't know what we did. We didn't take this on a religious basis. What's this mountain? We took this on a physical basis. How did it get here? It's a Catholic shrine, but there's a huge story behind that. So that's what this video is about, explaining. And have you seen the cover that we have on that video? It's like a snow globe, but it's really the actual moon setting behind the statue of Jesus.
And you didn't Photoshop it.
No, that is not Photoshop. I can prove it because we put on the bonus material that entire video clip. That's a video clip. And what I did was I chased it for 2 months. The first month I totally blew it. I couldn't figure out where to drive to put my camera. And of course the second month, because the moon moves, it changed time and place. So I had to go rechase the, but I got it. And the very first frame of the video is what you see on the cover, because every frame thereafter, it goes down the mountain. You see the moon set. And that is on the bonus material. This is more fun just to watch the moon set sometimes than the whole darn video. But that's what you get, El Paso, Mount Cristo. And do you know why we call it El Paso's Mount Cristo Rey? It's in New Mexico. Yeah, hey, well, it was the El Paso Diocese at the time it was built, and it was built exclusively by people from El Paso. So there.
Yes.
And the people in New Mexico can help us if they want, but they sometimes don't. Because, well, I mean, they split the diocese in like 83. So Southern New Mexico has its own diocese. And so those guys don't really focus on what's down here next to the border like we do.
Yeah.
So there you are.
But mountain actually does touch three different states. It talks Chihuahua.
The property does.
Yes, the property itself. Chihuahua, Texas, and New Mexico.
So we'll get you a snow globe video here coming up. Shelley will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Oh, thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. And tell 20 people you know, okay? Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for playing. Hold on there. Shelley will tell you how to pick that up. And we got to take a break and come back and do El Paso Inc. Shall we do that?
We shall do that.
But a breaking thing is what we need to do now. So we're going to call us if you want to. Facebook is whatever.
I'm getting ready to put their picture up shortly. And El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
The free iHeartRadio app keeps you connected to your favorite radio stations no matter where you are. We may be small enough to fit right in your pocket, but what we do is huge. Thousands of live radio stations, your favorite music. Create custom stations just by typing in an artist's name, playlist for every occasion, and podcasts. More than you even knew existed. One app for everything you love. iHeartRadio. Your music, stations, and podcasts. Anytime, anywhere.
iHeartRadio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got to tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
The wall is over. Oh, the wait is the wall. The wait is over. What do you need to know to take a ride on El Paso's vintage streetcars?
Also in the Inc., the sale of some of El Paso's most iconic buildings marks a new day for downtown and Billy Abraham.
The Trail of Dreams, how a once trash-covered irrigation ditch has found new life as a trail.
And in El Paso, Inc., it's El Paso's locally owned and only locally owned business journal.
The El Paso, Inc. is available for home or business delivery online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Central American refugees. They talk to a researcher who's been following the refugee journey for years. What he's found after hundreds of interviews.
Soul Science hosts ABC 7 Extra Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m.
And that's why we get a promo on Good Morning El Paso
that's
Saturdays.
Right.
So there. Did we you happen to see that this morning? ABC 7, we do this trade out. They put up a little thing that says, okay, this is what's on the radio show today. We pick up a couple more listeners that way, we think, and that's a good thing. And we tell people about their show, so this only works out.
Heard a nice spot about our visit here this morning.
It was a bizarre little world we live in here, cool. Promos. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, just to talk about briefly, is on ABC 7 also, there's a new feature that they've been putting on this last couple of weeks. I produced a series, and Bernie Sargent is the man on the air, and it's a history piece, which is an unusual thing for an El Paso station, but we're taking it like it's a news story. And reporting on, this is Waco Tanks, you know, this is what's going on here. That's coming up next Thursday on ABC 7 Extra. They'll have a piece.
Are you getting good feedback?
We seem to be. Bernie's getting more than I am because it's his face on there, right, Melissa?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of friends have been letting us know, and we've asked, you know, let the station know that you like it. Let us, you know, we'll let the station know that you're enjoying this because it's important for them to hear it, too. Right. But everybody has been really, really positive response, and they're waiting for it to be on YouTube. So a lot of people out of the area.
That's my next event.
Yeah, I've got people from Florida asking about it. It's like
I am the editor and the cameraman, so I'll get that done. But that's another thing we're doing is on ABC 7. We got two more pieces coming. One is on Waco Tanks on Thursday at 6 p.m. coming up next week. And then the following week, I wonder if they're going to run that on Thanksgiving. The following week will be Keystone. Mm-hmm. That will be Thanksgiving the following week, won't it? No, there's one more month. There's one more week. There'll be one more week in there before Thanksgiving. They wouldn't put a rating book on Thanksgiving, so anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll have two more pieces, and then we're going to cook up a whole bunch more and come at them again in the new year. And it's something that a lot of people have thought we should do for a long time, Mary Jo, Mitzi, and Bob. You may have remembered back in the 90s, Leon Metz was on the radio here, but he was also on television. And that's what these are, is that kind of thing where you do a history report on something. And they're short and they're quick, but it's something that a lot of people may not know much about.
And are hungry for.
Well, they need to hear this because this is their town. And so we have world-class history, and it's pretty easy to pick off those topics as we go. The first one was the Franklin Mountains. And that's what defines El Paso. It really does. It helps form the past. It helps people on
it's
the left.
It's what you miss when you move away.
That's exactly correct. I moved to D.C. and I'm thinking, where the heck are the mountains? How do you know where you are?
They ground you.
Well, yeah. What Mary Jo, what they do to me, they provide El Paso is a place of contrast. Mm-hmm. You've got highs and lows with the mountains. You've got light and dark with the sun coming and going in the clouds. And it's a whole different world here when you realize this is a place of contrast. Because you've had all kinds of successes and failures come through this town. But the thing about the TV series, it's short and it's quick, but we hope it gets people tuned in. This coming Thursday will be Bernie out at Waco Tanks, and we took an interesting look out there. To me, one of the major things out there is the rock art. So talk about art galleries, which we're doing with the International Museum of Art. El Paso's first and largest art gallery is Waco Tanks, when you think about it. That's where the first art of the region was placed. So, all right, back to where we are today on this art gallery, because the International Museum of Art, Mary Jo Melby, is very international. Why?
It's international because there are a number of groups here in El Paso. You mentioned Martha Vera a moment ago, and she is associated with the group from Spain. There's a wonderful active group from France here. There are the English people. The Polish have a very active group, and all of these groups have had events at the International Museum, and we welcome that and encourage that. In September, we had the Sunset Film Society have its third annual International Film Festival. And all of these groups participated and brought their people for the different films, and it was very successful. And we really like to encourage that participation. Bob Peterson invited a group of Russian Rotarians not long ago, and they loved our museum. And I was very honored to get to give them a tour. Tell us about that.
Well, they loved El Paso, but the museum, we were fortunate to be able to give them a tour of the museum with Mary Jo's help. And they found it fascinating that we had so much culture from other areas besides just El Paso.
Yeah. Where,
you know, the dolls and the ivory carvings and all of that art that we have at that museum. They had trouble getting their brains around that.
Really?
See, this place on Montana Avenue in El Paso has all of this
stuff. I'm having trouble figuring out what a bunch of Russian Rotarians are doing here.
Well, Rotarians do what they call a Rotary Friendship Exchange.
And they're just tourists.
They're tourists. Okay. They're Rotarians from around Russia that came to visit us. A year or so ago, we had Kiwis here, a group from New Zealand. We've had them from Mexico. We've had Brazil. I'll tell you a quick story about Brazil. We thought they were visiting here, and I was taking them to Old Messia, but we stopped because the space shuttle happened to be parked at the airport.
Oh, let's go there.
Yeah. We stopped to have them look at the space shuttle. They didn't care about the space shuttle. They all got up to take pictures of a Corvette that was sitting there.
So you got to do it.
But it reflects, as does our museum, the international flavor of El Paso.
Right.
We just magnify that a little bit because we're able to, with the African exhibit, with the artifacts, all those things, and then inviting these groups in, and they jump all over. We've raised the French flag in front of our museum. We've raised the Polish flag, the Mexican flag in front of our museum. Yeah, Spain,
really exciting
those relationships.
Things going on there. Well,
that's one reason I want to do this show. That's a dynamic place that people don't know about it, need to hear about it.
It really is.
In fact, I think that's one thing that I love about the museum and that this town forgets. We are an international community. We were founded as an international community, the city of El Paso, mm-hmm. I should say, because there were so many immigrants that came from all over the world and built this city to what it is today.
German businessmen. Lots
German,
of them.
Russians,
lots
Polish,
of them.
Hungarian, I mean, the Jews,
Lebanese,
all different religions. Oh, my gosh.
Syrian.
Yes. Yes, Syrians. I mean, it's just amazing, and we seem to forget that. And I think the museum helps us preserve that so that we realize that we're not just one. We're a community of many.
Well, I think the Polish community here is a great example of that. The Polish people, I've learned that my father-in-law's, rest his soul, Polish background, Polish-German background, was part of an early family to help build the commerce in this area. And the Polish community here still sees that as important, their importance in this community.
I'm going to make one.
We had the ambassador from Poland at our museum.
And if you want to see something dramatic, is when they do the Polonaise, which is a traditional Polish dance. Mm-hmm. It's just, we did that here last year,
that,
and it's a fantastic sight.
That's a fun event.
We had a Polish movie recently in the International Film Festival that I was, it was a 3-hour 16th century war Polish movie.
Wow.
And the Polish viewers were laughing, and they got all these things that I wasn't getting. And But it, we learn from each other,
inside
right?
Inside jokes of Polish people.
Yeah. We learn from each other.
That could go really strange.
Yeah. Well,
at the risk of getting too political, I would suggest maybe you guys could make it permanent that you have everybody but Mexicans in that building, because the Mexican-American Cultural Center will not allow you to put the Polish in there.
Wow.
Think well, about that for a minute.
It would That's be right. one way to emphasize on other the groups that are part of the history of
this
El Paso.
This is the everybody,
we
this
are
is the everybody else yeah. museum, okay?
But I mean, yeah. on a permanent basis, yeah. to have an area that would be the Polish that were here, the Syrians and such, it might be something to consider.
Well, and remember that we have art on display in these exhibits that, from a lot of these different places yeah. as well. So international is represented, and notwithstanding just the events that we do.
Yeah, right.
And speaking of events,
what's coming up? Yes.
Well, and just on the same topic, in December we do have the 10 Christmas trees that are decorated by 10 different countries.
Oh.
And they're each decorated in their style.
Where are you putting
them?
Where are you putting them all?
They're all in a gallery.
So it's an exhibit.
It's up through December.
Now, you're not going to let anybody put lighted candles on those trees.
No, we don't allow candles.
No.
But the Germans do put their candles, but they don't light them.
But you get the little LED ones like we have for our tree. Right. They look like candles we have, and they flicker just like lights.
Can you imagine people doing that in the old days and wonder why their house burned down? Good Lord.
Oh,
anyway, what else you got?
Well, we have a Christmas Czar, which is a takeoff on our Kermit Czar, and that's going to be on the 8th and 9th of December.
What are you doing?
And we're going to have artists with their booths. And there'll be Santa and story time and everything for the children. Arts of the Arts is having an event that will be incorporated there.
December 2nd.
I need to get on your better mailing list then, because I'm not hearing about this stuff.
Yes.
Our members get our emails.
Pretend I'm a member.
You should send us these notices.
We will
so
do
we
that.
Can mention them here. We try to promote as much as we can
Absolutely.
For all the events
yeah, people
in town.
Wonder how we get the information that we dole back out. It's people just send it to us.
We do. Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
We do post everything there, but
send
we will
press
send
release.
You an email.
Well, we can't follow all of yours.
I know.
Send it. Just send us an email.
Absolutely. We'll put
Please
you
do.
On
so what else is coming up? That's December half, and then you got the other half? Or is that it?
December.
Are you having the Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus collection out?
Yes, we're decorating the whole museum.
It's an amazing collection.
With Santa Clauses?
Mm-hmm. It's Mr. and Mrs. Santa Clauses, and there are many, many of them that were collected by the Svetogas.
Who?
Svetoga.
It sounds like he was trying to spit.
Well, they were friends of my parents, and they used to go to their Christmas party every year, and where they stored this myriad of Mr. and Mrs. Santa Clauses, I have no idea.
Okay, now back up. Are these life-size, or what are you talking
about? No, they're all different sizes and shapes and made of all different
Sitting
materials.
Sitting on a table, that kind of
they're
thing?
Just a wonderful Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus collection.
So you have dozens
and
of
so
Santa
we,
Clauses?
Yes. And it's from the Svetogas.
You keep saying that.
Well, my mother made me practice. She did.
Okay, stop. How do you spell that last name?
Well, it's Svitoka.
Okay, so I thought you were just trying to spit. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on to other things at the museum.
It's a fabulous collection.
And again, when you want to go see something interesting, this is a free place to go.
Yes.
And it's got parking. So when you got to think, well, I'll go somewhere. Well, what do I do? Oh, downtown's got the parking issues. And yeah, I want to go downtown. But
we'd like to make it a community center, really. The events that we're doing there are to encourage people to come and see the history of El Paso, see the art of El Paso, representations of our collaborating nations,
a cultural
the international
center.
Cultural center, really.
Like everybody else cultural center. I'm not kidding. That still bothers me that we have to deal with.
Because we're doing so many of those things, and we have so many people who use our facility, the nationalities we've just talked about, and the Sun Bowl exhibit and so on. It's just such a great venue for
and
those
Sun
things.
Bowl is now.
And it's general
artwork from subjects are from all over El Paso.
Our talented neighbors.
But they're El Paso topics, basically?
No, not necessarily.
No, okay.
No, we had one of them was a couple that I remember a friend of mine did, as a matter of fact, was a Parisian woman.
Okay.
Obviously a portrait of a Parisian woman.
Abstract and art, modern
just
art.
Just the way we all have different ideas.
Yeah, okay. Landscapes, what have you, in all different media, from pencil, graphite, to pastel, to oil, to whatever.
But a major difference with this museum is that you do these kind of things and you allow the individual artist to show
yes.
what
local
they
artists,
have.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Very interesting difference there.
And again, the artists like that because it's not, and I've heard this so many times, I'm not an art aficionado, but I listen to these artists and they like it because it's not just a gallery, it is a museum. And so
that's
people
right.
can come there and experience not just their art, but the feeling of a true museum.
Well, it's interesting sitting in that, what do you call the front area where you first walk in the museum? Is it the
entryway?
The foyer. I've seen that when that's been set up for like dinners and stuff. That's a fabulous location for that kind of stuff.
Our murder mystery, when we decorated for our murder mystery, that's wonderful.
Now you go running around the museum looking for the murder?
Right. No, you have to solve it as an Agatha Christie thing.
Edgar
Allan Poe.
We're talking about the International Museum of Art on Montana Street. We're going to take a break, come back, and tell you what you need to know further, how to get down there and do stuff. Call us if you think you need to, or Facebook.
Put their picture up on Facebook, and so take a look at there, the El Paso History Radio Show, or call us at 915-544-KTSM.
Today's the day to help secure your family's tomorrow, and for less than you may think. With a USAA life insurance policy, you can provide for the everyday. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Curious about investing in cannabis? Learn more about how to invest in the booming cannabis industry. Go watch the High Times Investor webinar at hightimesinvestor.com. That's hightimesinvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit hightimesinvestor.com. That's hightimesinvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at hightimesinvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Hole.
So you think you got these people's faces up on the book?
Yes, I do.
On Facebook?
Yes, they are there.
Okay, so we'll look at that in a minute. Bob, what's the special today at Pepe's?
Red chili meat enchiladas.
Chile. That's a good one. Oh, my.
Chile.
They serve them in a big pot. You put
make
an egg on top
chile.
If you feel like it. Oh, my God. Now, the coleslaw is something to think about.
Not
everybody wants to eat that coleslaw. I mean, but some people
I give
do.
You mine.
It's the real vinegar German stuff. And that's what Edgar Griggs used to serve.
Yeah, and I heard it was Helen Corbett's recipe.
Oh, who's that?
Helen Corbett was the chef at Neiman Marcus for years in Dallas.
God. I wouldn't know that.
Yes.
You would know that.
Yes.
So that's the recipe for the for the coleslaw Pepe.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going out there today. I'll probably eat some
you
of that
be
stuff.
By yourself.
No, no, we got a crowd that shows up.
You always have a lot of people.
Oh, Melissa's not coming, then we'll come.
Yeah, I got to go take the sickie at home. Yeah,
no, that's true. I'm just messing with you.
I may go by and pick up some soup, though.
You
that
and
would be
you
good.
And Bernie quite often do show up up here. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here, and we're going to get out of here. But the International Museum of Art is today's topic, and I want to thank you all for coming in here. Mary Jo Melby, Mitzi Chiarti. I'm getting better.
Good.
I have to work on that.
I
it took me a while to say Melby, but see, I got it took me a couple of years. I got to say Melby.
We call her M and J.
But Peterson's easy because it's not Patterson.
Right.
And that's Bob, and he's the president.
And he's not missing.
No, he's, I didn't say she was missing.
No, him.
She's not missing. She's Mitzi.
Enough
of this.
Bob was
but
missing.
The point is, thank you all for coming in here. And the International Museum of Art is what you all. You guys are getting kind of passionate about this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come to the
passion.
Movie this afternoon.
So what now?
It is. Come to the movie this
movie
afternoon
at 2 o'clock. Get there at
1:30.
Talk to Jay. He'll tell you what's coming
get
in the movie.
Popcorn.
Get your popcorn.
It's good.
Come
and
see the Sun Bowl exhibit of art, which is truly dramatic.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And you guys are doing some great stuff out there.
Free and open to the public.
You got to yell into here. Remember
free and open to the public.
Remember where you are. You're in a place of microphones here. So
got
be
it.
Careful where you are as well. But the International Museum of Art is a fabulous place. It's got an incredible history. And I'll bet you there's some ghosts in there wandering around. No?
I don't know.
You don't hear strange things in the middle of the night? No,
they're
that's
busy
not.
Looking
no,
at the
I'm
art.
What about this office?
You mean the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this studio's been haunted for years. Things fell down a little
bit. Yeah, so yeah.
There are two different things hanging on the wall that fell down during this radio show.
I know.
And I'm thinking, well, there's a third one that may come down. It's hard to say. But the ghost business is there. Just deal with it if you find it. The thing is, the Turney Mansion, however, well, look at Sergio. That thing fell off. This thing fell off.
Yeah.
Come glue these things back on here, would you?
Well, that one was just tilted wrong.
Oh, well, anyway. So, but it didn't fall by itself, did it? Yes,
but
it did.
The windstorm that comes up here in the tunnel, you know.
Place is haunted. We're getting out of here. And I'm going to Pepe's. But thank you all for coming in. The International Museum of Art, the phone number one more time.
543-6747.
The address one more time.
1211 Montana.
1, 2, 3. 1211 Montana. Let's all go as a group.
And if you didn't write it down, go to our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and you have their lovely picture up there, as well as the website for the International Museum, as well as their phone number.
I think it's interesting to hear this history because it's not just it started, it got bigger, and here it is. No, this building was all over the place as a home. It was all over the place as an art museum. And then it turned into a bigger place, and that's what you guys have on your hands now, is a bigger place. International is being focused on.
The party continues.
It's alive.
And I can't wait to see you turn on the Everybody Else Cultural Center. That's just my opinion, and that's just me. Anyway, Pepe's today for me. I'm going out there. Everybody else, we'll see you next week on the radio show because we're going to come back and do some more of this. We have about 30 seconds here left. What do you want to say about the International Museum of Art or the TV shows that Bernie's been doing?
Well, I like the TV shows. I think they're great, and maybe you guys ought to do a presentation out at the museum one time about talking about the history. I think that'd be a great subject, right?
Oh, yes.
We can do that.
Go upstairs,
And look around with a camera, maybe. So there's another idea.
Now you're looking for another ghost. That's what you're looking
for. Well, yes and no. I don't really. The ghosts are everywhere. They find me if they need to. I don't really need to find them.
Yeah, they were in here today, yeah.
They just showed up today, so well, that's what we got. But otherwise, the ephistory.com for the radio program will put this archive up eventually.
Yes.
I'm about 2 weeks behind here, but give me a second.
For those people who are looking on history that can't see it on the TV show, you can also listen to us, like I said, on iPod.
And it's on archives there at ephistory.com. Thanks again for coming in, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Indeed. I'll see everybody else out there at Pepe's. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.